Global efforts to end malaria and the human suffering it causes have made huge strides since 2000. Public and private donors have targeted hard-hit countries by funding programs like this one in Kenya. The World Health Organization's latest report on malaria says 3 million lives, mostly those of children, have been spared. The death rate has been cut by nearly half. Dr. Robert Newman heads the organization's global malaria program.
There's been a large increase over the last 12 years in financing for malaria control efforts, and that has purchased life-saving commodities like long-lasting insecticide-treated bed nets, insecticides for indoor residual spraying, diagnostic tests, especially rapid diagnostic tests, and antimalarial medicines.
Malaria is a plague in more than 100 countries, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa, Latin America, and Asia. Dr. Newman expects the number of deaths from malaria to drop even more over the next 10 years.
I do think that we're going to see an incredible decade of success ahead, especially as people realize that this is a proven public health investment, that there's a tremendous return on the investments that are made to date, and that we have millions more lives that can be saved over the next 10 years.
Dr. Newman predicts a vaccine will be ready within 20 years and cut the number of cases by 75%. Experts say without malaria, productivity will increase, people will be better able to provide food for their families, and they can put the money they normally use to buy anti-malarial drugs towards other uses. Countries can focus on other health needs. Dr. Joy Fumafi works with the African Leaders Malaria Alliance.
Once you don't have wards in hospitals, children's wards in hospitals dominated by malaria, children who are suffering from malaria, like you currently have in a lot of these malaria endemic countries, you are going to free up a lot of resources that are going to combat the other diseases that are challenging our communities.
Challenges in the fight against malaria include a growing resistance to anti-malarial drugs and insecticides. But Dr. Newman says there's an even bigger threat.
The most serious threat to the future of malaria control and ultimate elimination is actually a financial one.
The UN Children's Fund and other organizations supply bed nets, one of the main protections against mosquitoes that carry the malaria parasite. Agencies that offer help to prevent and treat malaria say they have only half the funds they need. Without that money, the group warns, gains will be reversed. Carol Pearson, VOA News.